Watching Memphis, Tennessee now as the sun comes up. Rioting broke out in Memphis overnight. 24 or more police officers injured. This comes after the fatal shooting of a suspect, an armed suspect, that according to witnesses and others, came out of the car that he was in, armed and shooting. He was killed by U.S. Marshals. He was a wanted felon and fugitive. But as a result, the suspect, who is being named by social media and by politicians, not officially by law enforcement, Brandon Weber, 20 years old. And the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation said early today that the suspect was killed by the U.S. Marshals Service. He was wanted on numerous warrants for violent crimes. But the violence that followed is what is so surprising. At least 24 law enforcement officers and at least 2 journalists injured in the melee. That, according to Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland. In addition to that, Strickland said that multiple police cars vandalized, a concrete wall outside a business torn down, windows broken out at Fire Station 31. And there are videos on social media, on Facebook and Twitter. It is an absolute melee riot. And now, keep in mind, this is where we have arrived in law enforcement over the last handful of years. I mean, you go to 5 police officers being gunned down in the streets of Dallas, Texas, in the names of Black Lives Matter. These are the sorts of things that are happening when even law enforcement is saying, this is a fugitive, a known violent felon. Came out of his car shooting at us, and he was killed in a gunfight. And yet, citizens take to the streets to riot, to attack police, to destroy police cars. If you're an older person, would you want to live in any of these neighborhoods and you're financially trapped there? I mean, what can you do? And then furthermore, you have politicians who say you should not be allowed to have a handgun to defend yourself. If you're 65 years old and you live in one of these neighborhoods that's so volatile and you've got all of these young gang members and frankly, hoodlums and riffraff running around that are willing to attack police and so forth, and it has nothing to do with race, it has everything to do with attitude. And then the politicians would tell you you have no right to defend yourself. I think you can see what's wrong with that picture. At any rate, like I said, more than 24 police officers injured. It's a complete mess down there. They're waiting for the sun to come up to see how bad things are in some areas. Some say it's unlike anything they've seen in Memphis before. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office, the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms also responding to everything there. The NAACP, of course, is monitoring what's happening there. Great. We really appreciate your support there. Shifting gears now. Howard Schultz, a man who would have a viable candidacy if the Democrat Party had not gone so far to the extreme left. Howard Schultz, a Democrat, the owner of Starbucks, a man that really created the company. He didn't found Starbucks exactly, but he did buy the place in 1986 with borrowed money in Seattle and then built it into what it is. Howard Schultz is a man who says he is strongly considering running for president as an independent because he cannot run as a Democrat because his views are not far enough left. For example, Howard Schultz does not endorse late-term third trimester abortions, which he's right about. But, of course, that takes him too far to the mainstream. Can't have any of that. He's recovering, however, from back surgery, so he will be off the campaign trail for a period of time here. He's been traveling the country to gauge interest in a run. I strongly support the idea. I have said here before, I think Howard Schultz has a great story to tell. Raised in the housing projects of New York by a single mother, goes to work, gets a degree, gets involved in the coffee business as a buyer of coffee beans, and he keeps seeing these interesting orders coming in from Seattle, so he finally gets in a plane, goes to Seattle, looks at it, quits his job to become a barista at the little Starbucks there in Seattle a few years later. He borrows money and buys the entire place becomes a worldwide dominant brand, becomes a billionaire himself along the way. He is the American dream, is Howard Schultz. And except for his hardcore anti-gun attitudes, a guy that maybe I'd like even more, but I think even, but I respect his opinion. I don't agree with him. But I believe he's honest, and I don't believe he's out there doing things for political purposes. He knows who he is. He's not going to flip-flop on a topic unless given some real empirical evidence. Anyhow, Howard Schultz is off the trail, which I think is too bad. I think, and I really hope that he runs. I don't know if it benefits or impacts negatively either Republicans or Democrats. I think he could take from both sides, potentially. But I think he has a story worth telling. I believe he has a place at the table. I've said that in the past. I will say it again. I think Howard Schultz, who created Starbucks, really does have a place at the table, and his voice should be heard. Whether you agree with him or not, you should be able to decide that. But the reason he didn't get into the Democratic primary, he said he had no chance of ever winning there, which he's right about. Coming up here in the next couple of weeks, you should know this. There are more than 30 cases right now looming at the United States Supreme Court that have not been released. There's going to be a giant release of cases here over the next couple of weeks. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg has done something fairly unusual by giving the indication that there will be a whole host of 5-4 rulings. We'll find out what Chief Justice John Roberts is all about. 14 years on the bench, this will be his moment as we find out about big rulings on the census and big rulings on several other major cases. We'll find out where Brett Kavanaugh stands and Neil Gorsuch, and if Ruth Bader Ginsburg was speaking out of school a bit when she said there's a bunch of 5-4 rulings coming. Hour number two on the Steve Gerber Show is right around the corner. Sit tight, get some coffee. We'll be right back.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Lift off into a good book during this year's summer reading program, A Universe of Stories. Summer reading programs not only foster a lifelong love of reading, but studies show they help students reduce the effects of the summer slide. Don't worry, though. Summer reading is for everyone, regardless of age. Ultimately, the goal of summer reading programs is for all of us to get reading. You don't need a library card. You don't have to read library books. And the best part is, everything is free. So with that in mind, blast off into this year's summer reading program at the Eaton Rapids Area District Library.